Wake Up Call on W2LS continues. John Goodman, Coach Goodman, always will be Coach Goodman. Still coaching. Good to see you, Coach. Appreciate you being in as we are talking Tallahassee football history, 100 years of it. We want to talk a little football with you. We'll talk about some other things, too. He actually coached when I was a little Babe Ruth player back when we were 13 years old. He's been coaching for a long time. Coach, appreciate you coming down today.
Oh, great. This is great. I mean, just what y'all doing, you know, bringing back all the old memories and bringing those back to life, you know, and letting these kids that's playing now understand, you know, what went forth before them and how Tallahassee football evolved and everything is great.
You know, I don't know if I've ever even talked to you about this, about the get them off the goalpost game, which we talk a ton about, but you are a big part of that, no doubt. And I have to ask this question. You know, you've been involved with sports on so many different levels. You know, just won a state championship. Of course, your season cut short this past year. You're with your cousin Chris over there at ACA, right? And you guys won it last year, didn't get to finish this year, softball. Obviously, we know of your baseball success, but when people talk to you about sports, do they talk about the state championships in baseball? They talk about that 83 game against Stanhope in football. What are you getting the most of?
Well, I mean, I think it was last year, year four last year, and y'all played the replay of that game, and so a lot of people didn't realize, you know, that it even happened. Besides the ones that was evolved and everything else. But most of the time people talk about, you know, the Tallahassee baseball stuff and what y'all doing now, bringing back the football stuff. People are buzzed now, you know, with the real town rivalry coming back and everything. And what people didn't realize too was the spring, I guess that was spring, right in there, what, 80, 81. 80,
yeah.
We played real town in the spring game.
Right.
That was the first – you know, game that we get to play, you know, ever match up between them. And that was a huge spring game for us. And that really kicked off our senior season. Because, you know, everything started rolling then and the coaches really got involved in everything. And it was pretty awesome back then.
You didn't get to play in the 84 game. You were a graduate already.
Right.
So you graduated in 84, and they played the game with Real Town the next year. But it is interesting that you were part of that spring game. So I think that's kind of what got it going, didn't it?
Well, I think so. And you know, the thing was we were the last of the old classification. The new classification started the next year. And the good thing about our season was we had 11 regular season games. Because we were the last go around of the old classification, used to, we got a bye week.
Yeah.
You know, it was built into the season. Everybody got a bye week.
Right.
Well, our season, they gave you an option. You could play another game or you can have a bye week. Well, lo and behold, you know, we picked up Ellic City, you know, which was a huge powerhouse.
Yeah.
And so, you know, our season that year, I mean, it was somebody every year, every week that was just tough. I mean, it was just, I mean, we had the Auburns, we had the Valleys, all the big names and you lead off with Wheat Tumpkin, just carry on all the way through the season.
That 83 season, and I really hadn't paid attention to it that much until, you know, I always heard 9-1-1 in the regular season. You think, wait a minute, they played 11 games. I don't know of any other season in Tallahassee football history where they played 11 in a regular season. I think that's the only one.
Right. And it was the only because, you know, they were going to the sixth classifications the next year. And so, you know, it was tough, you know, because, you know, when you get in there and, you know, from the spring game that we had, you know, we was on football 100%. We went through, I think, 18 days of two-a-days and then, wow. and we never went home.
Yeah.
I mean, we was there, you know, like 6 o'clock in the morning, left like at 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
We never went home and went all through, you know, two-a-days straight into the season, 11 hard weeks plus, you know, we made the playoffs. So it was 12 weeks of football.
It was the first time Tallahassee had ever been in the playoffs. And we'll talk about that game in a minute. But there were some good teams. We had Coach Baines on last week. He was the coach. Preceding those years, Mark Rice was there. It's his second year when you're a senior in 83. And I've talked with Shane Yankee about this a little bit too. He was the quarterback on the team. We all remember that too. But he thinks, you know, this is one of the best teams Tennessee ever had. Now, the next year they made a run, but you just alluded to it. They had the year where the classification changed, and it helped us a little bit. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm not going to compare because coaching, you know, we've had some great teams too. But, you know, you always in the back of your mind say, well, how could they compare to, you know, the bunch that we had? We had a senior laden team. I mean, it was, you know, the only underclassman that we had on the offense was Shane and Solomon and I think Bobby Parker. And then on defense, it was just a couple. I think we had John Wilbanks was in the secondary. Solomon was back there. We had a few more that was sprinkled in there. One of the Wilbanks, but Matt Wilbanks was playing down. So we had a few that was sprinkled there. But all in all, it was a total senior-laden team. And we didn't have, but I think, 20 some odd on the team, you know, that's all we had. So it was tough. And I mean, we started out with a whole bunch, but you know, by the time we got the season, it was whittled down pretty good. But coming into the season, you know, like Coach Baines last year, we won I think one game, you know, and then the next year Coach Rice come in, whole new staff come in, and we won two games.
Yeah.
So we went from 1-2 to 9.
Right.
And so, you know, those seniors were playing. We played. Most of us started Coach Baines' last year, and then, you know, we played all the way up through. And so the time we got to be seniors, you know, we were ready to roll. And the only thing that we was missing was a quarterback. And Shane come in there and filled that spot. And he could throw, and that really set us apart right there.
The offensive line, we don't talk much about, but up front you guys were really big too.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, Rhett Dennis, you know, he anchored us at center, and then you had Tom Wallace and Michael Fannin, and then Richard Rogers and can't think of who the other tackle was. And then at tight end, you had Kevin Jackson. We alternated plays with a wide receiver, one play, tight end the other. So I would alternate. When they sent in a receiver, I'd go to tight end. When they sent a tight end in, I'd go to receiver. And so, you know, we were huge across the front. Billy Mosley was the other tackle.
I just found it on there. Yeah, good job.
And so – you know, we were huge across the front, and we run the wishbone, but we broke the bone a lot. This is one of the things that really helped us. We broke the bone a lot. You know, Solomon was one of the main things. We had Catman with Michael Henderson, was fullback, which he's not with us anymore. Craig Vault was back there. You know, he's not with us anymore.
Chris.
So, you know, we had those that was running the ball. I think Paul Gilbert was back there also. So, you know, we were able to run the ball because of the offensive line and throw it. I mean, Shane had plenty of time to throw, and so it was awesome.
Just looking at the 83 seasons, which is what we're talking about here, you talked about how tough the schedule was. You open up with Wetumpka, you beat them pretty easily, 28-7. And just kind of rolled through the schedule playing Auburn, Valley. Lynette was the only loss. Stanhope Elmore, Benjamin Russell were on the schedule. The Auburn game in week two was a 20-20 tie, but I was told.
That was me. That was all me. You know, I missed an extra point. You know, I kicked also, and I missed an extra point. I thought it was good, but they called it up. That's the first one I've ever missed in my career.
No kidding.
You know, I missed one, you know, and that was it. You know, and they come back to tie us. You know, we were ahead the whole ball game.
Yeah.
And then still had a chance to put it away at the end and just didn't get it done. But they battled back to tie us, you know, and over there, you know, and it was tough.
We had a chance apparently in the game late where Shane says he completed the pass late that would have put us in field goal range, would have been within your range. You were the kicker as well as a receiver, but didn't get that opportunity as it was called incomplete.
Right, and it was to me. I mean, we you know, and I caught it, and they said I didn't, but that's one of the things. I mean, but like
was
I said,
Auburn,
it was over there. And and what people don't understand over at Auburn, you know, it's not like it used to, you know, it is now. Everybody sat on one side, you know, and it was like three quarters of the field was Tallahassee, one quarter was Auburn because we just took over the place. But they battled back to tie us, and we thought, you know, that's the way we say they tied us. We didn't tie them.
How about the loss? You did have a loss to Lynette, and Lynette wasn't a great team. They ended up 5-5 that year, and it's kind of a surprise, I guess. But you know how Lynette just had our number for years there.
You know, I think they beat us, what, 18 years in a row?
Yeah.
I think
it was a long stretch.
You know, and finally we got it. We'd done it, you know, when I was coaching. But, you know, it was just one of those games. We were better than them at every position. Coach Pooh, which he coached at Tallahassee for several years, went over to Lynette, and he was over there actually coaching at Lynette. And it just, I don't know. I don't know what it is. They just had our number. And we played, you know, like crap the whole ball game and just basically gave it away.
12-3 was the final, but you did come back. You still had the opportunity to get to the playoffs. Now, I want to kind of break this down with the playoff system before then. And again, this was a four classification system. We were 3A in a very small 3A that you had to win the region to get into playoffs back then. You couldn't be in the top two or four or whatever, depending on what you're looking at. So we had to come back. We beat Benjamin Russell the next week, 35-21. And then there's the game with Stanhope Elmore. And we all know how that finished. Now, it's 14-7. We first have to score. And we score a touchdown. You make the catch. Talk about that drive and how that kind of came together.
Well, I mean, it was tied. It was tied 7-7. It come down to the last basically the end of the fourth quarter. I mean, it was a huge defensive battle. And let me tell you something before you set this whole thing up. We had to win. Lynette Valley had to beat Lynette.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was more than us, but, you know, we had to win. That was the biggest thing. They started driving. They found something that started working against us, and they was throwing little bitty out routes and stuff like it and was driving. And I wasn't playing defense. I was sitting on the sideline, and me and Shane was over there, and we were on the ground, kneeling on the ground over there, and I turned to him and I said, if they're going to score, they need to go ahead and score. You know, they got to give us some time.
Yeah.
You know, and he looks at me and, you know, and he said, you know, but it was, you know, they went down, they scored with like a minute 52 left. Basically, they gave us too much time. And we come out in our 2-minute offense. Basically, it's two wide outs, two wings, and we run out routes, you know, and we start moving it. We start clicking. We get it on down the field pretty, I think, inside right the 20-yard line. And catch one, get out of bounds. Shane goes to the sideline. He comes back. They move me to tight end, change up what we're doing. I run a little out route. Shane hits me. We run it in. We score. Now, our two-point play, we practiced it every day. I mean, that was just part of Coach Rice's thing. We practiced it every day. We basically ended up practice with it. And everybody knew what we was going to do. We got out there and we run the little two-point play that we had. Shane found a hole right there, and I was the one he threw to. And but the thing is we gave it back to them with too much time. We gave it back to them 52 seconds left.
Yeah, quick drive.
You know, so we went down the field in a minute, too. And so we're up 15-14, and here they come. I made a mistake. I spiked the football. We get a 15-yard penalty, but you know I kick it deep enough that we get it down there, and they start coming up. Well, you know, Mark Gann intercepts it with like seconds to go.
Yeah.
I think it's like 2 seconds to go. Well, everything breaks loose. I mean, everything breaks loose. This is one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen at our stadium. I mean, they're 10 deep around the track. Mm-hmm. They're 3 deep around the wall. I mean, there's cars parked all the way around the wall. People are sitting on the wall. They're sitting in the back of everybody. I mean, it's a free-for-all. I mean, they tackle Mark, start fighting over there on their sideline. You know, and it's just a total free-for-all. But as it's going down, you know, you can hear on the loudspeaker, old Freddie Patterson, you know, he announces the score of the Lynette game, you know, Valley beats Lynette. Mm. So, you know, here we go. We beat them. We go to the playoffs. So it ended up to be a great thing, but it was tough.
No doubt. What a win. But you mentioned the atmosphere.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Is it the best atmosphere that you have experienced as a player or coach at a Tennessee football game?
We've had some that's been close, but that was unbelievable there, too.
And the way it ended.
Oh, obviously. The way it ended, it was just unbelievable. You know, you compare, you know, we've been as coaches, you know, we've had some that come right down to the wire, you know, last kicks, last, you know, second doing, but the way as much that was on that game, you know, we had to win, you know, and for everything to come down the way that did was magical.
You, when you scored, was it an immediate, we're going for two? No brainer.
It was just, offense never left the field. I mean, it was, everybody knew. You know, we felt like, you know, they actually had a little bit of the momentum, even though we just scored, you know, they found something. You know, the coaches immediately just held up two, and we was going for two.
And as you said before, y'all practice every day. Y'all knew every day. The game to the situation. The thing is, you involved either way. You got a kick to tie to go to overtime, or you're gonna go and try to. And you ended up catching. You know, what's more pressure? You know, it might go to me right here. I got to come on the field and put my toe into it.
It didn't matter. I mean, it was one of those things where it was what we practiced. Everything fell into place. You know, you practice it so much. That was one thing that Coach Rice did. Being coached with Coach Battles and playing for Coach Rice, they're a lot alike. You know, they make sure that everything's covered, and they just, you know, just harp on it, cover it. And that's the way we knew that we could do it, and we knew that we'd practiced it, and it was just going out there and executing
it. It is an amazing victory. Now, Tim Timmerman was calling the game, and before I get to the goalpost, get him off the goalpost thing that he did, which everybody knows, he was on the air with us after that and talked about the play for the 2 points that scored, and you kind of nonchalant said, I made the catch, but he says he threw it, and you must have been through the goalpost or something, that you were up over the back of the line. Apparently it was, and I remember this was not a very easy play. It looked like you snagged one that definitely could have been thrown out of the end zone. But talk about the play itself.
I mean, it's just, you know, everybody had a spot. I was at receiver. My job was to come in to the back pylon, to the back end zone pylon, to the middle pylon, the hash mark pylon. I set up on the back line right by the goalpost. We sent somebody in motion. They come out and they went down the goal line. We had another, the wing went to the back corner pylon. So basically was flooding half the field. And Shane would roll out to the right side. And it was max protection, everything else. And he had a choice. You know, his first look was to the wing running down the goal line. I was third look. Hmm. He was next one looking the corner. And then come back, and it was to me in the middle, and on replay you can watch him. You know, he's rolling, he's looking, he looked off the other two, and then he come up and threw it back across to me. And they said it was a little high and everything else. I don't remember that. I just remember catching it, coming down, and making sure my toes were in you know, the play field, and then looking straight up at the official to make sure the hands were up, and then it was celebration.
No doubt. A huge win, one of the biggest in Tennessee's history. That gets you in the playoffs. Unfortunately, first round, we didn't get knocked out. We lose in the first game to Sylacauga in overtime. Talk about that game.
That was one of the coldest games I've ever been in. I mean, it was – we played up in Sylacauga. It was cold. They took our passing game totally away from us that game. Every time I went out or the other receivers went out, they basically had 2 to 3 on us all night long. So we – you know, we relied on our running game and, you know, did a great job. I mean, it was all night long. We just come up just, you know, that 1-2 point shy right there.
20-14 final. You had a baseball career, too, at Tattlesee. It was not just as a coach, but as a player with Coach Baines, obviously. Right. Talk about that a little bit, too.
Baseball was – back, everything didn't get rolling in baseball till the next year. You know, everything was set up that way. You know, we were pretty good. I played outfield, pitched a little bit. You know, had an okay high school career. Ended up, fortunately, coming back the next year. I was at CAC. Went and played a little stint of football, college football, come back. Just wasn't me. Come back to CAC. I guess the Lord willing, you know, Coach Baines broke his leg. Couldn't basically coach out there. I was there. I come in and basically did everything. He was on the sideline telling me what to do, coach from the From the side. I hit every fungo. I pitched every pitch.
What year was this?
85.
Yep.
It was 85. 85 season, I think.
Right. What it was. Where you went all the way to the state championship.
Yeah, and got my arm strong. We went to the finals. Played Wilson up in the finals. I came back. Went and down to Faulkner, tried out down there, made the team, played 4 years college baseball down there.
Yeah, it's something how you and Coach Baines kind of paths paralleled, I mean, with the football. He was a football coach, which we had him on talking football. You played football and an assistant football coach and obviously with the coach at the baseball program and played here. You were part of a lot, pretty much most of the state championship success you were part of in one way or another. Talk about those teams. Obviously, seven of them, you had two as a head coach from 1986 to 1998. You were in the mix in some way just about every year.
Yeah, I mean, we started in 85. The big thing was both of us was down in the youth leagues. You know, we both had Babe Ruth teams, and everything else. And so the rules allowed that back then, you know. So we were getting everybody ready early. And, then I went off and played baseball in 86. And then they ended up coming back and was able to win it. And then 87, 88, 89, all the way up through, my season would end. You know, we would end early when I'd come back and help Coach Baines. So I was there for most of the time. And I was running his pitchers and doing some things and then I started 89 basically. I started full time and so we just was winning all the way up through, and then Coach Baines retires out in 93, wasn't it?
Yeah, 93. Yeah, 92 was his last year. Yeah,
and so 93, so I take over and 2 years, you know, we win another one in 95 and then win another one in 98. Should have won another one in there somewhere else and then, you know, had a chance again, you know, a few years later. So, it was rolling pretty good in there for us.
Is there best team we've ever had? You get asked that question, I'm sure, but is there one that you would say is right up there at the top?
When they had... You know, we had, you know, that bunch with Jerry and Jonathan and Craig and Rusty and all that bunch, you know, they were pretty good. I would love for them to meet up with a 98 bunch. you know, that 98 bunch was pretty special too. So if it was ever a clash, you know, that those two would have been awesome to watch.
Oh, it's your brother Jerry you're talking about.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And but that 98 bunch was pretty special too.
There's so many great pitchers.
Oh, it was just unbelievable.
I mean, and all the way through. I mean, yeah. It's hard to pick one or two. No, right? I mean,
I couldn't sit there and you know, there's no way to sit there and make one team, a first team.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to have, you know, several, like one and have three lines, and then two and have three lines.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, it's just no way to just to have, you know, pick a one, you know, because there's so many that are special all the way up through.
And for football, that's kind of what we're talking about. I know we're going to mess that up, but that's almost impossible to do the same thing there when you talk about all century team. I mean, any players that stand out since you've been a coach or player that you would say definitely, I mean obviously just, some.
You know, there's a whole bunch of them. And I'm not going to sit there and name names. There's no way to sit there and name names.
See, I can't get anybody to do that.
You know, because there's just so many that's meant so much to this, you know, this school and this town. And you know, there's so many that meant so much that's not in the headlines, you know, that was just pure T leaders and that made everything click for us. And, you know, and so it's just – it's just unbelievable because just like in the 83 bunch, you know, there's so many of us that put it on the line every game because there's so many seniors and they were each was a leader in their own way. And, you know, and it made everything click. You were basically, you know, scared to mess up because you didn't want to disappoint the one that was next to you because they, you know, you went, you know, just toe-to-toe with them every day and went through crap every day just to, you know, for this team. And it was just, you know, how everything evolved was just awesome.
Well, it's very interesting to hear the great accounts of those days. We appreciate your time and your contribution to the Tallahassee Sports programs.
Well, it's truly love. You know, I love this place. I love this school. I love this town. You know, and it's just, I mean – you know, it's been awesome to come up through. You know, I've had one to come through now and had one just to graduate and been a little while before the next one comes through. But it's just unbelievable. And, you know, I appreciate everything that y'all do. I mean, this is awesome what y'all doing right here.
We're enjoying it. It's really fun to go down memory lane. Appreciate your time again. Coach, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
John Gibbon, ladies and gents. More coming up here on the Wake Up Call.